From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Have you heard the rumor? Oprah is considering buying the LA Clippers if, as expected, band owner Donald Sterling is forced to sell the team. Twitter is aflutter with jokes. Everyone will get a car. Everyone is speculating about a sale after NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced yesterday he's going to force one because of owner Donald Sterling's racist remarks. So what happens now? Doug Tribou of NPR's Only a Game joins us. And Doug, start with last night's game, the Clippers winning against the Golden State Warriors. What a game.
Well, a huge win for the Clippers. They take a 3-2 series advantage. And that was a big question from the basketball side of things. How would they respond? In game four, after their protest, they were distracted and they were blown out. Mm-hmm. So this is a big win for them, and they give a commanding edge in the series. One more win, they win.
A lot of wind beneath their sails, as the coach, Doc Rivers, said. The crowd really holding up signs of support. It was really quite something. And a lot of people watching now that maybe weren't watching before.
That's right. The ratings for Sunday night's game, that game four game with the protest, that was a 5 share. That's the highest rated game in the NBA playoffs so far. So this, the controversy is attracting attention to a series that might not have had as many eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, the commissioner, Adam Silver, also banned Donald Sterling from the game entirely, from coming to any games. And the LA Times has the pictures of his designated seats empty in last night's game. But his presence was still felt. There were protesters outside the stadium, African-Americans who felt that they had built that team. He'd bussed them in years ago, and they went to see the games, even though, you know, the team wasn't very good, and they were still upset about his remarks. But you could see his presence and the presence of the scandal inside the stadium. What'd you see?
Well, I mean, they're focused on their slogan, "We Are One." They made that part of the pregame presentation, and that's been very prominent on their website. They made a quick move to sort of distance themselves from Sterling, even though he still owns the team. And that's certainly been part of it. And I think you're going to continue to see those sorts of displays.
Also, a black cloth over some ad spaces in the arena.
Right. So the sponsors who had stepped away from the team, they didn't really have time to replace those sponsors. And the only option that the Staples Center had was to actually cover them up with black cloth. So you had prominent billboards. They've lost a lot of advertisers, at least for the moment. They're up over 13 advertisers who stepped out. And I think the most interesting one is McDonald's pulling its ads. They are not actually a Clippers sponsor. They pulled their ads from the TNT national broadcast because they didn't want ads to have anything to do with Clippers televised games.
Well, and talk about the potential sale. Now, Bob Costas said today on Today, hold on a second. Even though the board is expected, everybody expects that the board of owners is going to vote that Don Sterling has to sell his team. They may not. He may come forward, for instance, and say, "I have remarks that you made, other owners, and you know this isn't over yet." But meanwhile, what is the speculation about sales?
Well, I think we've got two things going on here. I think one thing is, what will Donald Sterling do? I mean, he is a former lawyer, a personal injury lawyer, very familiar with litigation. Could he take it to court and fight it? That remains unknown. But there are a lot of people in the ownership pool who are saying, hey, I'd like to be part of this owning the team. You've got Oprah, who might partner with David Geffen, and Larry Ellison, the Oracle founder. You've got Oscar De La Hoya, the boxer who lives in Pasadena and grew up in Los Angeles. He said he's interested. Floyd Mayweather said that he's interested, another boxer. And of course, Magic Johnson's name has been floated. He's already an owner with the Dodgers in LA and a huge figure in Los Angeles for his career with the Lakers.
So it's interesting. This story may also change another equation that people are concerned about in professional sports. There may be a new minority owner of a major sports team.
That's right. Yeah, it looks like it could go that way.
Doug Tribou of NPR's Only a Game. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
You're listening to Here and Now.